This is an audio description of two pieces from Emma Critchley's Soundings, currently showing here at John Hansard Gallery. Soundings was supported by John Hansard Gallery, Tate St Ives, Attenborough Centre for the Creative Arts and South East Dance. Both pieces being described today are in our smallest gallery space, Barker Mill Gallery. It has been painted in a rich, very deep teal blue, recalling the colour of deep tropical seawater. The minimal lighting means that the space is cave-like but calming because of the relaxing blue frequency of the colour. As you enter Barker Mill Gallery, on the wall to your right is a large paper map of the Western Pacific Ocean mounted on wood that has also been painted the same teal as the walls. It is behind a protective box frame of clear perspex, hung in a landscape orientation. The map measures just over 1 metre wide by 1 metre tall, and it has a white border. This map was made by Marie Tharp and Bruce C. Heason and published in 1971. It is mostly light blue in colour. As an object, the map is intricate and intriguing. It is densely populated with ink line drawings over the top, which are basically triangular and shaded in with densely packed lines to suggest three-dimensionality, like mountain ranges, showing the underwater terrain of the Western Pacific Ocean. The island groupings of New Zealand are distinguishable in the lower half. There is also a sizeable area in soft lemon yellow on the map to the bottom left corner, which is Australia, and there are sparse yellow areas in the top of the map as well. At the bottom right corner is a small white rectangle with a map key with 5 different drawings of these ranges showing the depth of each grouping, the deepest being 10,000 metres. The map is groundbreaking because Marie Tharp, the American geologist and oceanographer who produced it, was not allowed to go to sea because she was a woman. In time, though, she would go on to use Heason's sonar readings, called soundings, to map the entire seabed. Directly on the front wall, at the far end of Barker Mill Gallery's first half, at 1 metre from floor height, is a small teal shelf, on which there is another clear perspex box. Inside the box is a polymetallic nodule. This is a compacted deposit of deep-sea minerals, which is 2 to 3 million years old, and was found at 4,000 metres deep. It contains minerals such as copper, cobalt, manganese, and nickel. As an object, it is about the size of a medium baking potato. The outer texture is similar to the bumps on a head of broccoli. It is also very dark in colour, mostly blackish and grey-green, and it has tiny polished indents like pinpricks, which subtly shimmer when it catches the light. These nodules are incredibly valuable because they are vital to deep sea ecosystems, but they also have financial value because the minerals within are key to the manufacture of smart technology. Emma Critchley's Soundings is an exhibition exploring current debates about deep sea mineral mining, our responsibility to the sea, and the inseparable relationship between humans and the natural environment. Critchley has been researching into deep sea mining since 2016, and in July 2025, the International Seabed Authority will convene to decide whether or not to grant permits for seabed mining to various world nations.